All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. We're on a tight schedule. Praise the Lord. How many is having a good time here at Youth Camp 2011? Hadn't the services been awesome? How many's got touched this year already? Hallelujah. The Lord's really been moving and blessing. I know my heart has been, I've been helped here already this week. And just expecting greater things throughout the remainder of the week. The Lord's really been dealing with a lot of things in a lot of areas. You know, it's a real time we're living in. Reality. Hallelujah. The Lord really, He'll take you to reality. Praise the Lord. That's what He's done for me this week. We're going to go ahead and get started this evening so we can go ahead and get this going. I had the opportunity the last couple of years to minister during this prepare for the anointing service. I count it an honor and a privilege this evening to be able to stand here and to do this. But I'm going to be reading to you just for a little bit this evening out of the book of 2 Kings chapter number 4. 2 Kings chapter number 4. A very, very familiar passage of Scripture. Many of you young people know this. Some of you know it by heart, I'm sure. But this is where the Lord directed me to go for this afternoon. 2 Kings chapter number 4, I'm going to start reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and that the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." Verse number 2 says, "And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in this house save a pot of oil." Hallelujah. I'm going to pray this evening before we start. Father, Lord, we love you, Lord God, today. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, Lord, to come into this sanctuary, Lord God, to give you praise. Lord, we come with an open ear and a ready heart, Lord God. I pray you minister unto these young people. Lord God, help somebody today as you use me as a vessel, Lord. Hide me behind the cross. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm sure most of you young people have heard a lot about the oil throughout the Word of God. You know, it's been typed as the anointing. And with this service geared mostly toward the anointing, that's what I'm going to preach about a little bit this evening. I'm not going to keep you very long, but I want to talk to you about a message title that the Lord has been dealing with me about saving the oil. Hallelujah. About saving the oil. Listen to me. Hallelujah. Now, I know as we read to this story this evening, as I read along there, you can see that this is a very troubling time in this family's life. You can see that things are very hard pressed at this time. The lady said, the widow goes to the man of God and says, "You know, I'm in trouble, Brother Kendall," is what she's saying. "We found ourselves in trouble." But let me tell you, I don't believe that family was always that way. I believe at some point in time in their life, they was a very vibrant, a very nourishing family. I could see them, Brother Joey, as I begin to study, as they would maybe sit down and have a picnic, or they all may have sat around, the wife and the husband and the two sons, and they'd have just a good family-oriented time. But the Word of God says that there come a time when trouble came to their camp. I said there come a time when trouble came. The Word of God says, hallelujah, that the widow, she ran to the man of God, Elijah, and she said, "I have trouble." Listen to me. In other words, what she said, "You don't understand. The one that's provided for us all these years, the one that we've leaned upon all these years, he's now been snatched away. Now we find ourselves not knowing which way to look." Hallelujah. Listen to me. I said they was in trouble. They was in trouble. I'm talking to you this evening about saving the all. Listen to me, young people. They said the very one thing that we put our trust in, he's now been taken away. Look at me, young people. I have a lot of good things in my life that I can lean on. I have a lot of good. That lady sitting back there on about the fourth pew from the back, I can lean on her whenever I need to. God put her in my life. I love that woman, and I can lean on her her and I can trust in her anytime that I want to, but I got to be able to go without her. I said I got to be able to walk this walk without that young lady back there. As much as I love my family, I got to be able to survive on my own. Listen to me. I said they was in trouble, Brother Joey. They found themselves in a whole heap of trouble. Listen to me. The Bible says, my husband is dead. He's gone. What do I do? Hallelujah. She was in a mess inside of her mind. Hallelujah. And listen to this as you read on. I'm going to hurry through this, but just when it seemed like things could not get any worse, they heard a knock at the door. I said, just when it seemed like the situation could not get any worse, hallelujah, the creditor came. Hallelujah. I don't know if all of you know about the creditor, but in that day, it was just about the way it is today, brother. Hallelujah. When they needed something and they just didn't quite have the finances or the funds, they would borrow money from a creditor. Hallelujah. And listen to me now. Her husband is gone. He's deceased. They're left there. Just that woman and those two boys. I don't feel like they were very old in age, and they looking just to make it to tomorrow. They looking just to make it to tomorrow. And that creditor come by and he knocked at that door and he said, I'm here to get what you owe me. Listen to me. He said, I'm here. She said, but you don't understand. I'm in a bad way this morning. Please, would you please just have a little bit of sympathy on me? I just lost my husband. He said, I'm here for my money. I'm here for what you owe me. And not only, listen to me, not only was he there for what she owed him, listen, he came for his interest as well. Young people, listen to me. Hallelujah. When that creditor comes by your way, he wants to get more than what you really owe. He wants to get more than what you're willing to give him. He's wanting to take everything from you. Listen to me. I'm talking about saving the all. There she is. Now, I believe that creditor, I believe he come by, Brother Joey, every day. I believe every day that they woke up, those two young boys would be looking out the window, Brother Stephen, they'd say, here he comes. Here he comes, they said. Oh, and that lady, the man of God just said, what do you have, Brother Joey, in your house? She said, I don't have anything. I don't have nothing. Listen, every day that they came, Brother Billy, she would go to the door and she'd offer something else. Would you just take this? Would you just take this? And he'd take that and he'd go. But the next day, he'd be right back and he'd say, give me something else. And she'd find something else in that home and she'd pay him off just to get by to another day. But there come a day, the Word of God says, where she had nothing left inside her home. She done gave him everything that she had. Everything she had, she done gave to that creditor. Listen to me. I'm talking to you about saving that all. Saving that all. Listen, she asked the man of God, he said, what do you have in your house? She said, I don't have anything. Save my all. You got to understand this evening what the importance was in that little flask of all. Listen to me, her husband, the Bible says, he was in the school of the prophets. The Word of God says, hallelujah, that he went through that school. And I found some things out about this throughout the course of this message. But on the day that that young man graduated from that school, they were given two things. They were given a certificate and they were given a flask of oil. Listen to me, that flask that she had inside that home, it meant everything to her. Hallelujah. Those boys would look out the window. She'd say, there they come, mama. Here comes the creditor. She said, hide the all. Just hide the all, boys. Find something else to get him. But we got to keep the all. Listen to me, young people. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this hour that we live. Save the all. He said, oh, just hide that all. Take it to the back room, boys. Take the all to the back room. I'll send him away. I'll find something to give him. Just take the all. We're not letting go of the oil. The man of God said, what do you have in your house? She said, I have nothing save a pot of oil. That oil was her everything. Listen, hallelujah. She looked at that oil, and you can't help but to think she was reminded of the memories. When that man brought that oil home, and now he's gone. She said, ain't nothing getting my oil. I may owe you everything. Listen, it come down to a day where the creditor come and was going to take her two sons. But she said, you're not getting my all. You may take my family. You may take my friends. But you will not get my all. Listen to me, young people. We live in an hour where you need the anointing. I said there's a devil on every corner that's trying to rob your pot of all. You better hold on to your anointing. My God. I said the creditor came. He came. The Bible says that she's giving him everything. She done give him everything. The adversary, the devil, he's going to try to steal every good thing, young people, out of your life. Every good thing God's given you, he's going to try to take it away. God gave me a little boy. The devil's trying to take him away. God gave me a little girl. The devil's trying to take her away. But listen to me. This is a hard statement. You got to be bold. You got to be brave for this statement that I'm about to make. Hallelujah. But I stand here with my 2 feet planted on this ground in Lufkin, Texas in 2011 and tell you this afternoon that if he takes everything from me, he will not take my anointing. He can take everything away from this young man, but he will not take my anointing. Listen to me. He's working double time, young people. He's working double time. Right now, some of you is going to leave this youth camp. Sister Mari, let me go over. Some of you is going to leave this youth camp. And it's good in this camp. I'm telling you, this has been awesome. We've been brought, like I said, back to reality. Letting us know the time is near. The Lord's soon to return. But when you get back to your home, when you get back to your place of abode, there's going to be something that comes against you that's going to try to fight you with tooth and nail. I said everything that he's got inside his mind, he's going to try to destroy you, young people. He wants to take away your anointing. I said he knows if he can get in your mind, if he can get in your heart, he can remove that anointing. Listen to me. He's coming in your music. He's coming with your friends. He's even coming with some of your family. But listen to me this evening. Hold on and save that all. Save that all. Hallelujah. Listen to me. If you have to give up everything in your house, save the all. Just save the all. I'm going to read to you the Bible speaks in the book of 1 Chronicles about David. As he began to set up his kingdom, many military victories that he had, and he come to a place where David, now the king, God's instructing him to set up his kingdom. And listen to me, the word of God says, let me flip over here and read this so I don't get nothing out of kilter. Listen to me. In chapter number 27, I believe it is, I'm just going to start into verse 26. The Bible said, and you got to understand, David is taking some of his military and some of his most mighty men, and he's placing them strategically, placing them in places from where God's telling him to put them. And listen to me, though. Verse number 26 says, and over them that did work in the field for the tillage of the ground was Ezra, the son of Shelub. And over the vineyards was Shema, the Ramathite. And over the increase of the vineyards for the wine was Zabdi, the Shiphite. And over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the low plains
was Baal-Hanan the Gerarite. And the word of God says, in just a little bitty small portion of scripture, it says, and over the cellars of all was Joash. Hallelujah, listen to me. Hallelujah, Joash, he didn't have some big title. He didn't have some big place in that word. I don't even know if you'll find that nowhere else in the word of God. Listen to me, there's not much mention about his job or his responsibility. But let me tell you, he was guarding one of the most important things in that time. He was in charge of the cellars of all.
As I begin to think about that, my pastor taught me always put my feet in the feet of the men I'm preaching about. I begin to think about Joash. You'll be in a cellar, I'm sure. It was underground somewhere in a dark place, in a cold place. They try to keep that all the way it's supposed to be kept. And I begin to think about Joash as he's sitting there. You know about the midnight hour. I used to work graveyard when I was working, Brother Joey. And I'm telling you, about 12, 1 o'clock, you just feel like you're all by yourself. And Joash is just sitting there. And he's thinking, you know, this sure is a lonely place. It sure is a dark place. He said, man, I wish I could be upstairs, up in the kingdom part. You know, up where everybody comes to visit. You know, nobody ever came to see the cellar. Nobody ever wanted to go down and see the cellar. Let me tell you something, young people. If you truly desire for this anointing, it ain't always going to be glamour. It ain't always going to be something that's shining. And your name may not be written in the light. But let me tell you, if you possess the anointing of the Holy Ghost, my God, he'll see you through.
Sometimes in that place, Brother Kendall, he got lonely. You know, all my friends is talking about the kingdom stuff. They are all talking about where they're going in this life. And here I am in a cellar. Here I am stuck down here guarding the all. Listen to me. Oh, poor old Brother Joash. You know, that's what they say about me, my wife, not a lot of my friends here, but back home, you know, it sometimes feel like you're by yourself. And this is, Brother Stephen, this is what they say. Poor old Brother Joe and his family. All that money that they was a-making, now look at him. He's mowing yards for a living. And that ain't looking real good. They say, some of them family even, Sister Kyra, they say, look at them poor, deprived kids. He don't take them to all the water parks, and they don't get to go over to all the sleepovers, and they don't get to go lay out on the beach, and they don't get to do that, and they don't get to do that. But let me tell you one thing that they do get. My God, they was born on a Pentecostal pew. They felt the anointing. They know what it is for to have a daddy that's a man of God. I said they gonna be anointed.
Listen, I believe Joash was sitting there one day and he said, you know, forget the kingdom. Forget the big houses. Forget the big buildings. He said, the Lord just revealed to me, Brother Joey, what I'm doing. I may be right here by myself. I may not have another friend that wants to come down here and guard the cellar, but I'm going to stand here until the lights go out. He said, I'm going to be the one that protects the all. Listen, young people, God's looking for young men and young women just like you to protect the all. Save the all. Save the all. Save the all. Yes. There ain't a lot of glamour in guarding the all. It's not a lot of glamour in that. Poor old Joash, you know, I read back just a little bit. The Word of God says, and over the treasures, and over the fields, and over the jewelry, and over the kingdom purpose, and over all the things of the kingdom. And then you get down to the last line, it says, and over the cellars of all was Joash. Let me tell you what God's looking for in 2011 on this day. He's looking for another Joash. He's looking for a young man and a young woman that says, I'm willing to give all for this Christ. He says, I'm telling you tonight, I'm telling you this evening, he's looking for a young person that's going to stand up and say, I'm willing to give away all my friends. I'm willing to give away my life for his life. Let me tell you, the Bible, Paul said, this is not my life. It's been bought with a price. This life that I live, it's not mine own. My God, that family, they're not mine. I just don't borrow time. Listen, he's looking for somebody that wants to be anointed. I'm about to close. I woke up this morning, and I was just laying there in the bed. I hadn't got out of bed yet. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost put something in my mind. I mean, my eyes just opened up. And several years back, my wife had the opportunity to go and on a trip. And she had the opportunity to go to Arlington Cemetery, where they have the guards that stand there. And she got to eyewitness the changing of the guards. And I got to looking in on some of that this morning. I didn't know a whole lot about it, but I got to reading up on some of that this morning. And listen to me. Bear with me just a moment. What I found was those guards, they stand there in different intervals, different time periods, but 24 hours a day. They never leave their post unless they're relieved by another guard. Listen to me. 365 days a year in any weather. It don't matter how bad the storm may get. The guard never leaves his post. And I saw something this morning. I saw a picture of one of those guards as he stood there at perfect attention. I'm talking about he was built like a rock house. My God, he stood there with his hat upon his head and his gun by his side, and I saw rain as it dropped off the tip of his nose. I'm telling you, it don't matter how bad the situation, they never went anywhere. God's looking for some young people today that's going to look adversary right square in the eyeball and say, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I don't care how bad the situation. I will not move. He said, I will not move. That's what he's looking for. He's not looking for somebody that's going to step over here a little while and walk over here a little while. He's not looking for somebody that's going to be listening to secular radio or television or whatever the case may be. That's not what he's looking for. He's not looking for somebody that's walking around 24/7 with their earbuds in their ears listening to Christian rock. That's not who he's looking for. He's not looking for somebody that's more interested in who they're going to date than they are this Christ. That is not who he is looking for. I said he's looking for a young man and a young woman that's going to stand up and put their head up in the air and said, I will live this life for this Christ. Stand to your feet all over this house. Hallelujah. You got some oil this afternoon in here. If you're where you need to be with the Lord, and you're walking around with it every day, if you're not too careful, you'll get this oil in places it don't need to be, and it'll be removed. I said, you can't take this anointing anywhere. He's a jealous God. Listen to me. I can't leave here this afternoon and go do the things I used to do before I got born again and continue on with my flask of oil. As much as this may mean to me today, it could so easily be stripped away from me. If I neglect my responsibilities, that anointing that you possess is very important to you. Whether you know the full extent of it or not right now, I'm telling you, listen to me, it's very important to you. The devil wants to strip you of that. Let me tell you, because he knows the Word of God says it is the anointing that destroys every yoke. I believe with all my heart that I'm surrounded by young people in this house this afternoon that desire to save this all. Is that true? Would you lift your hand if that's the truth this evening? If you desire to hold on to this anointing, lift your hands. Just lift your hands all over this house. Hallelujah. We're going to close this meeting out. I want you to listen. I want you to take heed to what Brother Joel said to you today. Hallelujah. When you go home, I want you to cleave to this anointing. You look for this anointing. Father, we love you, Lord God, today. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord God, for another opportunity. Lord, I thank you for your word, for your anointing, Lord. Touch every young person under the sound of my voice, oh God, this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Just remain standing. I believe, Brother Darren, you want to come up, somebody? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Just save the all. Won't you give the Lord a hand clap of praise this afternoon?